This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, you and all. You've got a wonderful story to start off with. I saw this and I couldn't actually get my head around it. South Africans with solar panels could pay 1,000%, that's 1,000% more for electricity over the big power users. What is going on there, Jan?
Yeah, it's a bit complicated, let me try and explain what's going on here. So the National Energy Regulator has a methodology plan. So it wants to change the methodology used to calculate electricity tariffs in South Africa. It was a major bone of contention between it and Eskom. It led to court. Eskom won, blah, blah, blah. But the main thing is that now what NERSA is proposing here is that the electricity tariff be categorized into three main groups, right? So you have big power users like mines and production facilities that have consistent day and night usage, normal power users like households that are connected to the grid, and then on-grid solar and self-generating power users that might use more grid power at night when they can't generate solar, right?
Yeah.
And so what they are proposing is effectively a tariff where people who have solar panels would be charged an electricity rate based on how much it costs Eskom to run its expensive diesel-powered open-cycle gas turbines, mm-hmm. rather than a combined wholesale cost based on its coal power plants and Kuberg and the open-cycle gas turbines powered by diesel, right? So basically, people on solar will be paying an electricity price that's linked to the most expensive generating capacity that Eskom has. And because it's been running those open cycle gas turbines a lot during peak times, and that's when solar users will be using Eskom is during peak times at night. And so this seems to be NERSA's logic. And that's how if this tariff comes down to 1,000% more than big power users, because the big power users tend to use power in the daytime and off peak, or at least consistently during the day and night. And they will receive like the normal electricity tariff that we're used to.
Yeah.
Whereas the solar folks will be getting a much higher electricity tariff that is 5 to 10 times higher, hence 1,000% than what these big guys get.
I hear you, but that's alarmist, isn't it? I mean, that's a bit of an inaccurate title, don't you think, somewhat? I mean, they're using it because that's when they're using it. They've got power during the day and they're using it at prime time. I mean, doesn't that make some sort of a sense?
So no, for a couple of reasons. The chief thing. So firstly, the headline is completely accurate.
Okay.
This is what NERSA is proposing. And unless they are stopped, this is what will happen. And so, you know, what the chances are of it going through is anybody's guess. And whether it will be challenged in court is another matter entirely. But this is what's on the table. The reason it's not a great idea, according to Eskom. So what's funny here is Eskom is actually kicking back against this. And Eskom is the one trying to get electricity users a lower tariff. But its proposal is equally controversial because it wants people to pay a fixed cost fee, for just a connection to the grid along with a variable cost usage fee, right? Which would still mean that people with solar panels pay more at the end of the day. Than they would be normally, because they won't just be paying for usage. They'll have to pay the fixed cost fee as well. But what Eskom is saying is that what NERSA is proposing here is wholly unworkable. Who's going to go around? So like, think of it practically. Who's going to go around and see who's got solar panels installed and who not? If you're going to be relying on the honesty of the South African people, I've got news for you.
Yeah.
We will lie.
Yeah.
And so, it's just an unworkable tariff plan.
Is this tariff plan bad enough to have an effect on the viability and affordability of solar panels, i.e. would this cause fewer solar panels to be installed?
Probably. I mean, solar power is becoming cheaper every day, but it's not, you know, like 5 to 10 times cheaper than grid power.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we should be incentivizing, moving to renewable and self-generation and all that stuff,
the opposite is happening.
NERSA has tabled a tariff plan that's completely disincentivizing it.
Yeah, and I'm short of time this afternoon, but please address pretty quickly the issue of the changes to the South African learner and driver's license tests. What's that about?
Yeah, so in simple terms, the Minister of Transport has put on the table or has said that they're busy switching to computerized learner's license tests, and that they are, besides all the online stuff that they're looking at, so online car disc license renewals, online driving license card renewals, stuff that's in the works, they're also longer term looking at implementing simulators, driving simulators inside testing centers for learner drivers to prove themselves on before they're ever allowed onto the road. And to have that whole, the whole driving license test or the test results computerized as well, which the minister says will hopefully, crack down on fraud. I think he is being optimistic there, but, you know, I think it's worth a try, I guess.
Interesting stuff. Jan Vermeulen, thank you so much for your input this afternoon. You and I will chat same time next week.
Thank you very much. We shall. Have a good week.
Cheers. And, yeah, interesting stuff this afternoon.